Joining me on the program is the father, Stuart. He's the father of, and we don't know, Stuart, how many wrestlers were pulled, correct, because of HIPAA laws?
Yeah, I only know about my son. That's all I know.
Okay, so Stuart, what Leon posted, is that pretty close to what happened, or do you want to give the story? Walk us through what happened. Number one, now your son has an exemption, correct?
Yeah, our family, several of our kids had exemptions, yes.
Can I ask why? And if you don't want to tell us, that's fine. I mean, you know, it's
it was a religious exemption, because okay. There is, if you look into it, there is aborted fetal cells that were used initially.
Okay. All right.
Again, and that just gave us a bad feeling.
Sure. Okay. And as a parent, I think you should have that right. That's those are your kids. What I don't like, Stuart, is it just seems like more and more government agencies, or whatever you want to call them, seem to think that they should be the parent and they should be able to override the parents on almost every damn decision a parent makes. It's not right. Just so people know, in North Dakota, the Department of Health cannot generally override a parent's refusal of vaccine consent for their child, as the state provides broad exemptions for medical, religious and personal / philosophical beliefs. Goes on to say, though, however, during a public health emergency, officials can exclude unvaccinated children from schools, and that must mean also school events. But my question with that, Stuart, is I did not know that the state was under a health emergency or an epidemic. So it goes on to say, while the state respects parental decisions, it retains the authority to enforce school immunization requirements and exclude unvaccinated children during outbreaks to protect public health and during epidemics. Stuart, I haven't heard of any health emergency being declared in North Dakota or an epidemic being declared.
No, and see, that's where when we got the call, we were already in bed in our home hotel room, and first the athletic director called, and then which he was told to call by this health department person, and she did not give us any room. She said that by all means the wrestler had to be taken out of his room and need to be taken home. And so this was like 10:30 at night. We had to go. We were 40 minutes away, so we had to go back to pick him up. And at that point, she gave us, like, it was law. And the next day, as I woke up and thought about it, I called her back, and then she stepped back a little bit and said it was a recommendation. I'm like, that was not a recommendation. You never came across like it was a recommendation last night.
So that night she looked at you and said, hey, sorry, this is the law?
She told us that he needed to be out of there. I said, is it all right if he stays overnight? And it was no.
Well, how does she get to make the decision what hotel room your kid can stay in?
Well, and the odd thing is this person, we don't even know how close the person was, even like this person was at an event. The wrestlers and the coaches were not mingling with the crowd or anything like that. So all of a sudden, just to pick someone out because they're part of the wrestling team and they're not vaxxed, which she had to search to see whether who was vaxxed and who wasn't vaxxed on the wrestling team. It seems like a really deep overreach that somebody would dig in and try and figure out whether there was even someone. You know what I mean? Because ultimately, there was probably no contact at all.
So I'm just how? Well, she must have got the information through what? They must have access to school records, correct?
Yeah, she must have. Yeah, because she said if I couldn't look it up, she could look it up for me.
Well, how did she single your son out? Because for her to say that, oh, dude, I would be livid, man. For her to say, If you don't know, she can look it up. If she didn't know if your son was vaccinated or not or had an exemption, how would she know to pick your son out?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's what is really worrisome and you know, bothersome, I guess, about it is why this would, like, it would come to this level. And she made the mention that being wrestling is a contact sport, a close contact sport. That's why she was looking at all the wrestlers.
And I will add just briefly, Jay, that when we got wind of this story, I passed it on to our news department, who immediately contacted the North Dakota Health and Human Services Department for comment. We are told we will get that by the end of the day today.
I would like to see that comment. Callers, hang on. If you got a question or comment, 701-293-9000. Stewart is the father of this wrestler that was pulled just like 10:30 at night. Somehow they decided. I'm still trying to figure out how if she tells you that if you don't have the information, we could get it. Well, if they didn't have the information to begin with and had to ask you for it, how would she know to pick your son out? Were any other wrestlers pulled? Do you know, Stuart?
I don't know. I heard that there was. She said that there was. So when she was talking to me, she said there was. They had pulled someone out of basketball, I believe.
Okay.
But I'm not sure who it would be or you know, because that's all.
And again,
or whatever.
As far as I know, there's no public emergency. Now, I know measles easily spread contagious. Yes, like most things, it can be deadly. I think it's 1 in 1,000 can die from it. I mean, but just like the cold, you can too. But your son, if everybody around was vaccinated, what the hell are they worried about? His parents made the decision that, hey, our son's going to wrestle. He's not vaccinated. We feel confident. But if all these people got the vaccination, what's the problem?
Yeah, exactly. And so this they've spread around is that unvaxxed people are actually worse carriers than vaxxed people. And that if a vaxxed person is near an unvaxxed person long enough, they can get the measles.
Well,
I don't think there's any science behind it. I think it's just like a fear thing.
Yeah, it's just not making any sense to me. So now. Your son and possibly other athletes who, you know, parents of them chose not to get vaccinated for, you know, religious, personal reason, whatever it is, and you can do that in North Dakota. So what does your son do now? Is he quarantined for 21 days? Can he not go to school? I mean, basically his wrestling season's over, right? Because this was the quarterfinals, correct?
Yeah, so he had actually made it to state as a team, so he can't go with his team. And he was down there. It was regional. He was going to be qualifying. It was an individual qualifier. So by pulling him out then, it took care of his shot at individual state as well.
So they're all
meeting in state right now, and he's out of it.
He's
and then he can't go to school till into March. So it's.
I have no words for this, because it's weird how they found your son. That's what I'm not understanding. Is now your son is a heck of a wrestler too, correct?
Yeah, he was ranked 5th in state, and he was actually a 3 seed in the region, so he could have done pretty well at state.
So you don't think somebody dropped a dime on him, do you?
I wouldn't go there. I just think that we have maybe a woke health department. Because even if we look back to the COVID era, you were talking 6 feet of distancing,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. This is not even like this. This random person was just in the gymnasium. It wasn't even like it was 6 feet. It was a close contact. But that's what I'm not getting is how you can just take it to the, such an extreme level all of a sudden.
Well, and this seems pretty extreme to me.
Heavy-handed, authoritarian. Yeah,
that's what it seems. It seems to me like somebody's got a God complex, and it's like, I'm going to make the decisions, and this is the way it's going to be. And again, unless I missed it, according to North Dakota century code law or whatever it is, again, unless a health emergency has been declared or an epidemic, from what I understand, that's when they can use this. But I don't remember hearing that we have a declared health emergency for 6 cases. Now, again, measles can spread easy. One person can spread to 12, and you get 12. I get that. But I don't know of any emergency that's been declared because there's 6 cases of measles in the state. I'm with you, Stuart. To me, it just sounds like somebody's being pretty heavy-handed and taking their position a little too damn far.
Well, and so she did say that it hasn't risen to epidemic level, which would give them more grounds to move this way. She said right now, it was the next day when she made it. She said it was a recommendation. Well, already she's alerted the school. She said there you shouldn't go to church. You shouldn't go to the store. You shouldn't go. You know what I mean? And so, how can you all of a sudden change, go back to being a recommendation? Either it's a serious thing or it's not. And I just, that's where it wasn't really fair.
Have you made any calls to Health and Human Services in North Dakota, the health department, anybody to get to the bottom of what happened here and how this person could have this kind of authority or think they do?
Yeah, I don't really know who to go through. I've contacted, I've actually been contacted by both my representative and a senator.
Okay.
I think there's people out there that are possibly looking into it.
Good.
But I mean, there's no point in me calling the immunization lady because she's the one that calls.